Difficulties strengthen the mind, as labor does the body. Most people want strength without sacrifice. They want calm without conflict, wisdom without loss, and confidence without doubt. But the truth is simple. Power is not born from comfort. It is forged in pain, in repetition, in those unseen hours when the body aches and the mind resists. Every person who has ever risen beyond mediocrity has paid the same price. They have suffered, and through that suffering, they have become clear. Pain is not punishment, it is permission to evolve. When life strips you down to nothing, when the world stops applauding, when your strength becomes your only companion, that is where transformation begins. The Stoics understood this law of existence. They did not seek to escape pain. They used it as the raw material for greatness. Every moment of endurance was a declaration of control. Every act of composure was a step toward mastery. Through struggle, the self is rebuilt, not in theory, but in proof. Suffering is the test that separates the temporary from the timeless. The person who can hold their discipline when everything breaks is the one who commands themselves. The storms do not spare anyone, but the disciplined are the ones who learn to walk through them untouched. This is not about survival, it is about sovereignty. The kind that cannot be given, only earned. To suffer is to be initiated into power. To endure is to ascend. Suffering is the oldest teacher of strength. It has shaped every civilization, every philosophy, every mind that refused to collapse under the weight of existence. The Stoics understood that pain is not a punishment, it is instruction. The world reveals its structure through resistance. Muscles, character, endurance, all are built by tension. The person who seeks comfort evades the very process that could make them capable. Every human life begins fragile. It becomes powerful only through the trials that demand transformation. To suffer with awareness is to meet reality directly. Pain exposes illusions. It strips away false beliefs about fairness, ease, or control. In those moments of trial, the mind learns what cannot be taught through words. Endurance sharpens judgment. Loss strengthens gratitude. Struggle breeds stability. The Stoic does not seek suffering, but they do not fear it. They understand that avoiding pain is the surest way to become weak. Seneca wrote, "Fire tests gold, suffering tests brave men." The same truth holds today. Your worth is measured by how well you endure the uncontrollable. When pain arrives, the untrained mind reacts. It resists, complains, or seeks escape. The disciplined mind observes. It studies the sensation, the thoughts, and the impulses that rise from it. It treats suffering as data, as an event to be analyzed and mastered. Through this discipline, the Stoic gains command over the self. The storm becomes a classroom. Every difficulty becomes material for growth. Pain is the curriculum of resilience. There is no mastery without friction. A person who avoids hardship avoids discovery. Strength of will cannot be inherited or purchased. It must be earned through trial. Every sacrifice, every long night, every repetition under pressure is the forge that builds inner structure. People who live without tests live without depth. They drift. They remain fragile because their comfort protects their weakness. The Stoic steps toward discomfort to ensure it never owns them. Discipline transforms pain into energy. When the body aches, it reveals its limits. When the mind resists, it reveals its fears. A Stoic confronts both and continues. They learn to operate under strain. This is how authority is built, not through talk, but through composure under duress. The ability to remain steady when others panic is a higher form of power. It is not a performance, it is proof of alignment between principle and action. The modern world hides suffering behind convenience. Comfort has become the new addiction. People trade their strength for ease, their patience for speed, their discipline for distraction. The Stoic rejects this exchange. They understand that comfort weakens the will. A person who depends on comfort cannot adapt. They crumble when adversity arrives because they never trained for it. Every day offers a choice: endure something difficult or become softer. The choice defines your trajectory. The greatest victories are internal. External success means little if the mind collapses at discomfort. The Stoic measures progress by control under pressure. Anyone can appear strong when circumstances align. Only the disciplined remain composed when they don't. Pain reveals truth. It exposes the difference between image and essence. The person who learns through suffering gains authenticity. They no longer need to act strong because they have become strong. To use pain for power requires structure. Without principle, suffering only wounds. With principle, it builds. The Stoic sets rules for the mind before adversity strikes. They decide how to act, what to value, and where to focus. This premeditation transforms reaction into response. When pain arrives, the framework holds. The person becomes stable because their direction is already chosen. Each act of endurance strengthens identity. Every time you stay disciplined through discomfort, you reinforce the image of who you are. The mind records these moments. It begins to trust itself. Self-respect is built from this memory of consistency. Over time, the person who endures becomes unbreakable, not through arrogance, but through proof. Pain cleanses attachment. It burns away dependence on comfort, praise, or recognition. It forces the mind to stand alone. In this solitude, authenticity is born. The Stoic learns to act from principle, not approval. Suffering becomes the boundary between imitation and individuality. Many speak of discipline. Few experience the loneliness required to embody it. The world respects strength because strength sustains life. Every structure, from empires to families, depends on endurance. Those who cannot bear pain cannot protect what matters. Stoicism is the cultivation of this capacity. It trains the mind to hold stability under strain. Pain becomes practice for leadership. The person who remains composed in chaos becomes a source of order for others. There is a rhythm to endurance. Each difficulty, each recovery, each small victory adds weight to character. The Stoic studies this rhythm and adapts to it. They learn that suffering has intervals, moments of intensity and silence. Both are necessary. Pain without rest leads to collapse. Rest without pain leads to decay. Balance is maintained through awareness, not indulgence. True peace is not the absence of pain, it is the mastery of response. The Stoic develops peace by training the mind to remain unmoved. This peace is not passive, it is active restraint. It is the decision to maintain clarity regardless of what occurs. Through this control, suffering loses its ability to distort perception. The person becomes free within difficulty. Every philosophy begins with a confrontation between comfort and truth. The Stoic chooses truth, knowing it will demand discomfort. To live by principle in a chaotic world invites friction, but through that friction, integrity hardens. Pain becomes the proof of commitment. Without challenge, virtue remains theory. The Stoic wants reality, and reality is earned through endurance. Suffering aligns the mind with the nature of existence. Everything that lives must adapt, withstand, and evolve. This is the law of being. Pain enforces that law. When the Stoic accepts this, they stop negotiating with hardship. They begin to move with it, using its force to shape strength. pain becomes a sculptor, the mind becomes its material. Power built through suffering is quiet. It does not announce itself because it no longer seeks validation. The disciplined person carries an invisible armor, an internal order forged by repeated tests. They no longer fear what life can take because they have practiced losing everything that is not essential. Their stability is not performance, it is reality. When suffering is used correctly, it refines purpose. Pain clarifies direction. It exposes what is unnecessary and sharpens what is meaningful. Many chase goals that crumble under discomfort because they were never real. Only those desires that survive pain are worth pursuit. The Stoic understands this filtration. They do not chase every ambition. They test it through endurance first. The process of turning pain into power is simple but demanding. It begins with acceptance, continues with discipline, and ends with transformation. Each step requires honesty. You cannot endure what you refuse to see. You cannot grow from what you avoid. The Stoic meets pain directly, learns from it, and applies its lesson. This cycle repeats until strength becomes nature. Life without suffering is an illusion. To wish for it is to wish for stagnation. Pain is the price of potential. Every great mind, every balanced soul, every strong leader was refined by it. The Stoic does not glorify suffering, but they respect its necessity. They understand that every form of growth, mental, physical, moral, demands discomfort. To suffer and still choose excellence is to align with the highest human ideal. The Stoic accepts that pain is permanent in existence, but misery is optional. They transform pain into movement, movement into growth, growth into mastery. In this transformation, suffering loses its threat and becomes fuel. Through it, the person evolves from fragile to formidable, from reactive to composed, from temporary to timeless. Pain, when understood, ceases to be chaos and becomes structure. It shapes direction in the same way gravity shapes movement, inescapable, necessary, and constant. The Stoic learns to move within its pull. Every experience of pain becomes a test of internal architecture. How much can the mind endure before it bends? How much can it hold before it breaks? In answering, character is revealed. Pain shows what is real. It burns away excess and illusion until only essence remains. There is a purity in disciplined suffering. The person who endures consciously learns to separate the useful from the useless. They no longer seek comfort for its own sake. They seek alignment with reality. The sensation of struggle no longer feels like punishment. It feels like presence. When one begins to operate from this understanding, pain transforms into focus. The Stoic uses it to sharpen conduct, to strengthen patience, to reinforce order. Pain demands awareness. It pulls the attention into the immediate moment. The past cannot relieve it, the future cannot avoid it, only the present can hold it. In that confrontation, the mind must decide, flee or face. The Stoic chooses to face, to observe the burning, the fatigue, the pressure without collapsing into emotion. Through this observation, power is born. The moment that would normally break a person becomes the moment that builds them. The transformation begins when one stops wishing for an easier life. It begins when they ask for stronger shoulders. Suffering loses its poison when it is accepted as necessity. The disciplined person stops asking, "Why me?" and begins asking, "How can I grow from this?" In that shift, pain becomes teacher. Every difficulty becomes a form of feedback. The world speaks through hardship, and the wise learn its language. To use pain for transformation, one must understand its economy. Energy is finite. Resistance consumes it. Acceptance redirects it. The Stoic learns to conserve power by embracing what cannot be avoided. They stop wasting strength on denial. They turn suffering into momentum by acting with clarity while under pressure. In doing so, they transform emotional energy into practical endurance. Pain reveals attachment. It shows where the mind clings. Every discomfort points to a dependency: comfort, control, approval, or certainty. When these are threatened, the mind reacts with pain. The Stoic studies this reaction. They identify the source of dependence and dissolve it through awareness. With each detachment, pain loses a little of its leverage. Suffering becomes smaller as understanding grows. Transformation through pain is not a mystical event. It is the disciplined reconfiguration of thought under stress. The Stoic learns to use pressure as a chisel. Each trial sculpts the inner form, removing weakness and waste. The result is not perfection, but integrity. The person becomes whole because they have faced all their fractures without turning away. When pain becomes a constant companion, endurance becomes art. The Stoic refines the ability to remain calm without dullness, strong without rigidity. They learn the subtleties of mental posture, how to stand firm in spirit while adapting in strategy. Pain trains flexibility in the same way it trains strength. A rigid mind breaks under strain. A disciplined one bends and restores itself. Transformation is gradual. Pain does not announce its progress. Growth occurs quietly, beneath fatigue and frustration. The Stoic does not chase results. They maintain process. They trust that persistence under strain is the seed of evolution. The proof comes later, in moments when what once destroyed them no longer moves them. That calm is the evidence of transformation fulfilled. To use pain for growth is to master translation. The body feels discomfort. The mind translates it into endurance. The world applies pressure. The Stoic translates it into discipline. Loss strikes, and they translate it into wisdom. Each translation converts disorder into development. This is the highest art of living, the transmutation of suffering into strength. Pain builds emotional maturity. It erases the illusion that life can be controlled. It teaches the humility to adapt. Every disappointment trains detachment. Every betrayal trains self-trust. Every failure trains composure. The Stoic views these not as curses, but as the curriculum of adulthood. Without them, the mind remains naive, still believing the world owes it comfort. Suffering demands that you meet yourself without disguise. It exposes the parts of your character that collapse under weight. The Stoic welcomes this exposure. It gives them material to work with. They do not seek perfection, only improvement. Pain provides feedback more honest than praise. It shows exactly where refinement is required. To transform through pain requires a clean relationship with truth. The Stoic refuses to distort reality with comforting illusions. They do not exaggerate their suffering, nor do they minimize it. They see it precisely as it is, neither enemy nor friend, simply a fact to be understood. From that understanding, strategy emerges. The disciplined person acts without self-pity and without denial. Every time pain is endured with integrity, the threshold of capacity rises. The mind learns that it can hold more than it believed. This discovery rewires perception. Fear diminishes. Confidence grows from repetition. The Stoic knows that confidence without suffering is decoration. True confidence is earned in moments of private difficulty, when there is no applause, no comfort, and no certainty of reward. Pain clarifies priorities. It forces focus on what is necessary. The irrelevant falls away when life tightens its grip. In those moments, one learns which principles are real. The Stoic builds around these anchors. They simplify existence. They move with purpose and precision, unburdened by excess. This simplicity is the final form of power, clean, quiet, and immovable. To suffer well is to train composure. The person who remains calm in adversity radiates a different energy. It is not passive. It is the power of alignment, mind, body, and principle operating as one. Pain cannot penetrate that unity. It can strike the body, but not the will. It can disturb the surface, but not the depth. This inner stillness is the true reward of disciplined suffering. The transformation also reshapes perception of others. The Stoic who has endured deeply recognizes pain in others without judgment. They no longer compete in suffering, they empathize through understanding. Their strength becomes quiet compassion, not softness, but recognition. Pain has refined their humanity without erasing their strength. The person transformed by pain carries a rare composure. Their calm is not ignorance, it is experience distilled. They have seen the extremes of fatigue, fear, and loss, and survived. This survival alters the nervous system. It teaches the body and mind that storms pass, wounds heal, and identity can be rebuilt. They no longer seek to escape suffering because they know it cannot unmake them. Pain trains the mind to respect limits while testing them. The Stoic does not glorify destruction. They understand that endurance must be intelligent. To push beyond capacity without awareness is recklessness, not strength. Pain teaches proportion, when to persist, when to pause, when to adapt. This awareness transforms raw endurance into mastery. Every period of suffering carries hidden gifts. Isolation breeds insight. Fatigue breeds humility. Defeat breeds perspective. When these are integrated consciously, transformation becomes irreversible. The Stoic emerges not only stronger, but cleaner, stripped of pride, excess, and self-deception. They move through life with a grounded lightness, aware of both their fragility and their resilience. Transformation through pain culminates in detachment. The mind ceases to fear discomfort. It ceases to chase pleasure. It learns to remain steady in both. Pleasure loses its intoxication. Pain loses its terror. The person stands in equilibrium, directed by reason rather than emotion. This is the Stoic state of dominion, not dominance over others, but over the self. The lessons of pain are never wasted. Each scar is a record of instruction. Each failure is a page of wisdom. Each endurance is a line of strength written into the nervous system. The Stoic carries this record quietly. They do not display it, but it shapes every action, every decision, every word. Through pain, they have earned coherence. True transformation is visible in conduct. The person who has suffered well moves differently. Their pace is deliberate, their tone measured, their gaze calm. They are not easily provoked because they have seen worse. They are not easily tempted because they know the cost of weakness. Their presence carries gravity, the weight of one who has walked through fire and learned to breathe in it. Suffering teaches reverence. It reveals the fragility of life and the strength required to sustain it. The Stoic does not waste this awareness on complaint. They use it to act with purpose. Each day becomes an opportunity to apply what pain has taught: discipline, clarity, patience, and restraint. These virtues, practiced under pressure, become the architecture of character. The transformation continues even after pain fades. The mind retains its shape. The habits of discipline remain. The Stoic understands that peace is maintained through practice, not chance. They continue to train, to endure, to refine, because ease can erode strength if left unchecked. Suffering may pass, but the will must remain awake. Every transformation begins with surrender to reality. The Stoic stops wishing for comfort and starts building capacity. Pain loses its meaning when one accepts it as natural law. The world is indifferent. The only choice is how to respond. In that decision, freedom is born. Pain can destroy or discipline. The mind decides which. To suffer and remain clear is to practice sovereignty. Each act of composure under stress is a declaration of control. The Stoic becomes self-governing, untouched by the instability of circumstance. Pain refines them into a vessel of balance. They no longer drift, they direct. They no longer react, they choose. This is the transformation that suffering makes possible. The longer one practices this discipline, the more fluent they become in the language of pain. They begin to anticipate its rhythm, to sense its arrival without panic. They prepare internally, adjusting breath, posture, and thought, as a warrior adjusts stance before battle. Through this readiness, fear dissolves. Pain becomes familiar, even useful. There is an elegance to strength acquired through suffering. It carries no vanity. It does not seek recognition. It moves quietly, efficiently, focused entirely on what must be done. The Stoic who has transformed through pain does not boast. They understand that every human being will face their own crucible. Their calm serves as a reminder that survival is possible and transformation is attainable. In mastering pain, the Stoic discovers the bridge between human frailty and divine order. Suffering grounds the soul in humility while raising the mind toward wisdom. The person who endures learns to see both the limits and the vastness of existence. Through this balance, they transcend fear. They learn that pain does not end the journey, it deepens it. Transformation through pain is not a single event, but a lifetime practice. It refines through repetition, through years of silent effort. Each difficulty revisits the same lessons in new forms. The Stoic welcomes these returns. They recognize them as invitations to strengthen alignment. The process is infinite, and that is its beauty. There is always another layer to fortify. In this way, pain becomes sacred. It is the mechanism through which strength, clarity, and virtue are forged. To reject it is to reject growth. To endure it is to participate in the timeless order that governs all life. The Stoic stands within that order, not as victim, but as student. Their transformation is the evidence that pain, when understood, is not destruction, but design. Endurance begins where motivation ends. It is the discipline of continuing when energy fades, when emotion cools, when excitement dissolves. The Stoic understands that repetition is the foundation of mastery. Each day tests the will to persist without applause. Fatigue becomes the constant companion of progress. Those who endure without reward shape a power that no circumstance can destroy. Repetition exposes truth. It reveals what a person actually believes. Anyone can act strong in a moment of inspiration. Few can repeat strength across years of quiet effort. The Stoic commits to the process long after novelty fades. They build their life around consistency, not emotion. In the silence of routine, they forge the type of focus that can outlast chaos. Fatigue refines endurance. It strips away superficial motives. When exhaustion sets in, only purpose remains. The Stoic continues because quitting is not an option within their framework. They do not negotiate with weakness. They move with steady precision, reducing thought to action, until motion itself becomes instinct. The mind becomes quiet under the rhythm of persistence. Every repetition is an act of self-definition. Through daily practice, the Stoic writes their identity into muscle, habit, and thought. Each repetition is a declaration of control. Even small acts, rising early, training when tired, thinking clearly under pressure, become sacred. The repetition itself becomes a form of meditation, proof that strength can be built one decision at a time. Mental conditioning is not about comfort, it is about recalibrating the threshold of effort. The Stoic uses repetition to rewire response. Fatigue becomes a signal to continue, not to stop. Discomfort becomes a marker of progress. This conditioning changes the meaning of struggle. Pain ceases to be punishment. It becomes feedback. The mind adapts by understanding that resistance is the gate to power. Endurance is a dialogue with limitation. The body says enough, the mind responds with reason. The Stoic listens, adjusts, and continues. They learn to distinguish real limits from imagined ones. Most fatigue is mental, a story the mind tells to avoid strain. Through repetition, the Stoic learns to disbelieve this story. Each time they push beyond it, capacity expands. Fatigue reveals character. When energy drains, the mask falls. What remains is the true measure of strength. The Stoic uses these moments as mirrors. They do not complain about exhaustion. They analyze it. Where does the weakness begin? In the body, the will, or the attitude? Each observation becomes material for refinement. Fatigue is no longer an obstacle. It is a teacher. Repetition demands patience. The results of discipline appear slowly. The Stoic does not chase immediate reward. They build through process, understanding that consistency compounds. The invisible progress made through daily endurance eventually manifests as unshakable power. This patience distinguishes the strong from the impulsive. The impulsive depend on emotion. The strong depend on order. Endurance is not static. It evolves with awareness. The Stoic constantly refines technique, how to rest strategically, how to recover without decay, how to maintain precision under strain. Fatigue becomes a variable to manage, not a force to fear. Through this intelligence, endurance transforms from crude persistence into elegant control. The mind conditioned through repetition becomes silent under stress. It no longer panics in the face of difficulty, because difficulty has become familiar. Fatigue no longer surprises it. Pain no longer disorients it. This calm efficiency is the essence of Stoic composure, the ability to move through hardship without emotional waste. The person becomes efficient in adversity. Endurance through repetition also trains humility. The Stoic accepts that mastery requires submission to process. They are willing to do what others avoid, to rise when tired, to practice when uninspired, to maintain order in chaos. Each act of repetition reinforces humility. Pride seeks variety. Discipline seeks depth. Through repetition, ego dissolves, leaving only the work. Fatigue tests faith in principle. It asks whether values hold under pressure. The Stoic answers through action. They continue not because they feel like it, but because they have chosen to live according to reason. This consistency becomes their identity. The world cannot sway them because their conduct does not depend on mood. They have trained constancy through deliberate endurance. Repetition shapes resilience into reflex. When difficulty strikes, the Stoic does not need to think. Their habits respond before emotion can interfere. This automation of strength is the reward of long conditioning. The mind becomes efficient in response to adversity because it has rehearsed it 1,000 times. The person becomes prepared for everything by practicing within difficulty daily. True endurance is silent. It does not need recognition. The Stoic works while unseen, knowing that repetition itself is the reward. Their progress is internal, greater calm, stronger focus, deeper patience. They no longer require validation. Fatigue becomes part of life, not an interruption of it. They move through it with the same steadiness they move through ease. Mental conditioning demands clarity. The Stoic removes unnecessary emotion from effort. They approach repetition with precision, not drama. Emotion exhausts energy. Precision preserves it. Through calm focus, endurance lengthens. Fatigue loses its grip when attention is disciplined. The person begins to feel power in simplicity, just breathing, moving, and doing the task without resistance. Endurance through repetition cultivates trust in process. The Stoic learns that results come when process is honored. They stop fixating on outcome and instead invest fully in consistency. Each day becomes an opportunity to affirm discipline. This trust removes anxiety. The person knows that continued effort guarantees progress. Fatigue becomes proof that the work is real. To endure repetition is to confront boredom. The Stoic uses boredom as training for the mind. They learn to maintain presence even when stimulation disappears. Most people quit when the work feels dull. The Stoic understands that this is the moment transformation begins. The ability to stay focused in monotony separates mastery from mediocrity. Fatigue strips away illusion. It reveals what matters. When exhausted, only essentials survive. The principle, the purpose, the will. The Stoic operates from these alone. They let fatigue simplify their world. When energy fades, clarity rises. Endurance becomes an act of purification, reducing life to its cleanest form, intention and execution. Every repetition reinforces a truth. Control belongs to conduct. The Stoic cannot dictate outcomes, but they can dictate effort. Each act of endurance reinforces this sovereignty. Fatigue may control the body, but it cannot control the choice to continue. In that choice lies freedom. This freedom is the foundation of Stoic strength. Repetition hardens focus. The mind, conditioned by constant effort, becomes immune to distraction. It no longer seeks comfort in variety. It finds comfort in purpose. This alignment creates immense power. The Stoic becomes efficient in every movement, deliberate in every action. Fatigue still comes, but it no longer carries authority. Endurance creates self-respect. Every time the Stoic continues despite exhaustion, they prove reliability to themselves. The memory of these acts builds confidence. They no longer need external encouragement. Their own record sustains them. Confidence built through endurance is unshakable because it is earned privately, under pressure, without applause. Mental conditioning transforms time. The Stoic learns to view each repetition as a singular moment of practice. The work becomes meditation. The rhythm of exertion aligns the mind with the present. Fatigue ceases to feel like struggle. It becomes flow. Through this immersion, pain dissolves into focus. The mind becomes vast, capable, and calm. Endurance through fatigue refines emotional control. The Stoic understands that emotion can cloud precision. They train to act correctly regardless of feeling. Each repetition becomes an exercise in detachment, to work without needing inspiration. This detachment does not remove emotion, it integrates it under command. Emotion becomes a tool, not a master. Fatigue brings stillness when accepted. The Stoic learns to move within exhaustion without resistance. This surrender is not defeat, it is alignment. When the mind stops fighting fatigue, energy is conserved. The person learns to function in low states with efficiency. They adapt to reduced resources by amplifying focus. This adaptation defines mastery. Repetition transforms the relationship with failure. Each setback becomes part of rhythm. The Stoic does not interpret difficulty as evidence of incapacity. They see it as proof that they are working within the zone of growth. Fatigue and failure become signals of engagement. The person learns to endure them as companions of progress. Endurance sharpens presence. It requires full engagement with each repetition. The Stoic does not drift mentally while performing a task. They understand that mastery lives in precision. Each repetition is an opportunity to refine movement, thought, and intention. Fatigue amplifies this need for awareness. When energy is low, focus must rise. Mental conditioning through repetition trains gratitude. The Stoic learns to appreciate small progress. Each completed repetition, each day endured, becomes a quiet victory. Fatigue teaches humility, the recognition that growth requires effort, that no one is exempt from struggle. Gratitude and endurance intertwine, turning hardship into appreciation. Endurance cultivates stability in all areas of life. The person who can persist through fatigue can withstand emotional turbulence, social rejection, and uncertainty. The same structure applies: consistent action, clear thought, steady will. The Stoic builds this system not for show, but for survival. Their endurance becomes infrastructure for the soul. Repetition and fatigue teach the difference between speed and depth. Quick progress fades, deep progress endures. The Stoic invests in the latter. They understand that slow strength lasts longer. Each deliberate repetition is a brick in the foundation of permanence. Fatigue is the mortar that binds it all together. Endurance redefines ambition. The Stoic no longer chases grand visions detached from reality. They pursue steady excellence. They know that repetition transforms potential into proof. Each act of endurance brings them closer to mastery, not through sudden breakthrough, but through gradual evolution. This path requires faith in process over outcome. Fatigue teaches mercy toward the self without compromise. The Stoic understands the difference between recovery and weakness. Rest becomes part of endurance. They rest strategically, never indulgently. Recovery renews capacity, indulgence destroys it. This balance ensures longevity, the ability to sustain effort for decades, not days. Repetition cleanses the mind. It removes distraction by replacing thought with motion. The Stoic uses repetition to discipline the nervous system. The act of doing becomes the act of thinking. Fatigue then becomes silence. In that silence, clarity emerges. Endurance thus becomes both a physical and mental purification. True conditioning makes endurance a default state. The Stoic no longer asks whether they can continue. They simply do. The decision has been made in advance, engraved by thousands of repetitions. The body moves forward. The mind follows calmly. Fatigue no longer interrupts flow. It becomes part of it. Endurance through repetition grants freedom from dependence. The Stoic no longer waits for external motivation. They act from internal order. Fatigue does not stop them because they have trained to function without comfort. This independence is rare. It creates a person who cannot be manipulated by ease or difficulty. They move with consistency regardless of condition. Fatigue, repetition, and endurance converge into mastery. The Stoic who lives this way becomes immovable. They have built themselves through effort, layer by layer, until strength is no longer an act, but a nature. Endurance ceases to be struggle. It becomes identity. Through repetition, fatigue, and mental conditioning, the person becomes what the world cannot exhaust. Clarity is born after endurance. When fatigue has stripped the mind of excess, and repetition has purified the will, a new form of perception emerges. The Stoic reaches a state where effort no longer clouds awareness. What remains is a clean understanding of self and circumstance. Pain, having served its purpose, fades into perspective. Stillness takes its place, not the stillness of inaction, but the stillness of precision. Endurance clears the mental field. The noise of desire and doubt is exhausted through struggle. What survives is simplicity. The Stoic learns that true clarity does not come from adding more thought, but from the dissolution of distraction. After long fatigue, the mind recognizes what truly matters, because everything unnecessary has fallen away. This lucidity is the reward of sustained effort. Stillness is not withdrawal from life. It is the highest engagement with it. The Stoic operates from calm intensity. They move without wasted motion, speak without wasted words, and think without unnecessary noise. This composure is not laziness but mastery, the mind acting in alignment with its deepest order. Every decision becomes deliberate, every movement intentional. This is clarity in motion. The person who endures deeply learns to rest deeply. Stillness becomes restoration, not avoidance. The Stoic understands that recovery is not luxury, but strategy. Just as muscles rebuild in rest, the mind renews in silence. After enduring hardship, stillness restores proportion. The Stoic enters quiet, not to escape, but to integrate. Reflection transforms experience into wisdom. Clarity is the reward of detachment. After suffering, the mind stops clinging to outcomes. It begins to see events as they are, neutral until interpreted. This neutrality is strength. The Stoic who has endured no longer reacts impulsively. They observe, they weigh, they choose. Clarity is conduct under control. It is the ability to hold multiple emotions and still act with reason. Endurance without reflection becomes mechanical. The Stoic avoids this by pairing discipline with contemplation. After each trial, they extract the lesson. Pain is examined, not escaped. Fatigue is studied, not feared. Through reflection, the effort is converted into insight. The process completes itself when endurance leads to understanding, and understanding leads to composure. Stillness strengthens direction. The Stoic who has learned to pause acquires vision. In silence, the mind perceives patterns invisible to noise. Strategy replaces reaction. This vision is not mystical, it is the result of a refined nervous system. The person no longer seeks stimulation, they seek precision. Their clarity guides them toward meaningful effort and shields them from chaos. Mental renewal arises when energy is redirected from resistance to purpose. The Stoic no longer spends energy fighting life. They channel it toward alignment with nature's order. Fatigue teaches efficiency. Renewal teaches harmony. Through both, balance is achieved. The person no longer swings between extremes of action and collapse. They operate from steadiness, the equilibrium of a trained mind. The calm that follows endurance is different from ordinary peace. It carries the weight of everything survived. It is not fragile. It has depth, gravity, and maturity. The Stoic who has passed through hardship knows that stillness must be earned. It cannot be bought or imitated. It is the byproduct of total engagement with reality. Stillness without effort is stagnation. Stillness after endurance is power. In the state of clarity, emotion becomes servant to intellect. The Stoic feels fully yet remains unshaken. This integration is the mark of psychological strength. Emotion informs, reason directs. There is no internal conflict, only coordination. The person moves through the world with quiet confidence. Their calm is contagious. Their presence steadies others without intention. Mental renewal begins when the Stoic learns to release the need for constant struggle. Endurance is not an identity, it is a means. Once strength is built, it must be applied. Stillness becomes the state from which wise action emerges. The mind rests not in idleness, but in readiness. The Stoic stands composed, waiting for necessity, responding with clarity. Clarity after endurance also refines ambition. The Stoic no longer pursues everything that glitters. They understand that energy is finite. With a calm mind, they choose fewer goals, but pursue them completely. Fatigue has taught them the cost of divided attention. Renewal allows them to focus their strength on what is essential. This focused ambition becomes unstoppable. Stillness reveals truth. When the noise of striving subsides, hidden motives surface. The Stoic examines them without judgment. What drives me? What am I serving? The answers often surprise. Clarity exposes ego, pride, and fear. In this exposure, freedom begins. Awareness replaces pretense. The Stoic aligns effort with virtue rather than vanity. Endurance trains the body. Stillness trains perception. Together, they create wholeness. The Stoic, who can both act relentlessly and rest intelligently, possesses complete control. Their rhythm mirrors nature, intense movement followed by calm renewal. This natural rhythm prevents burnout. It sustains vitality through balance. Mental renewal requires solitude. The Stoic retreats not to escape, but to recalibrate. In silence, they listen to the mind without interference. Solitude exposes restlessness. It reveals dependency on noise, validation, and distraction. The disciplined person confronts this restlessness until it dissolves. What remains is self-sufficiency, the ability to be at peace in one's own company. Clarity is sustained by order. The Stoic maintains structure even in calm. They understand that chaos can return at any moment. Daily rituals of reflection, discipline, and gratitude protect the mind. These habits function as anchors. Stillness without structure decays into drift. Structure without stillness hardens into rigidity. Balance maintains renewal. After endurance, the senses sharpen. The world feels more vivid because the mind is no longer clouded by indulgence. Simple experiences regain meaning. A breath of air, the sound of silence, the light on a wall. The Stoic finds beauty in simplicity because they no longer need excess to feel alive. This appreciation deepens peace. Gratitude becomes the atmosphere of clarity. Fatigue once obscured perception. Stillness restores it. The Stoic realizes that clarity is a physical state as much as a mental one. The body and mind are one instrument. When tension releases, perception expands. Renewal becomes both biological and spiritual. The nervous system settles, and in that quiet, understanding rises naturally. This is the physiological side of wisdom. Stillness after endurance teaches detachment from results. The Stoic recognizes that effort and outcome belong to different realms. Control exists only in conduct. This realization liberates the mind from anxiety. Clarity emerges because attention returns to the present moment. The person no longer divides themselves between what is and what should be. Clarity transforms relationships. The Stoic who has endured deeply no longer engages in unnecessary conflict. They value peace over victory. They listen more, speak less, and act only when aligned with reason. This restraint is not weakness, it is precision. They no longer waste energy proving worth. They demonstrate it through consistent composure. Mental renewal deepens patience. The Stoic learns that time cannot be forced. Everything has its rhythm of unfolding. Endurance has shown them that progress is slow. Stillness reminds them that waiting is part of mastery. They cultivate a steady pace, neither rushing nor stalling. This patience turns clarity into sustainability. Stillness also refines judgment. In the quiet after endurance, decisions become cleaner. The mind no longer reacts from fatigue or frustration. It measures consequences and acts with proportion. The Stoic trusts their own discernment because it has been tested in fire. This confidence produces efficient leadership, direct, composed, and unwavering. The renewal of mind after endurance feels like returning home. The Stoic rediscovers inner stability. Pain has been processed, fatigue integrated, and order restored. They realize that clarity was not found in escape, but in confrontation. The peace they now experience was always available. It simply required the discipline to clear the noise that concealed it. Stillness and clarity together form the state of dominion. The Stoic no longer battles themselves. The internal conflicts that once consumed energy dissolve. The mind operates as one unit, directed, silent, decisive. This unity creates strength far beyond physical endurance. The person becomes untouchable not by avoidance, but by integration. In this state, thought becomes light. The Stoic does not overthink, they perceive directly. Simplicity replaces complexity. Problems shrink to proportion. Fatigue no longer frightens them because they know recovery follows. Pain no longer threatens because meaning has been extracted. This clarity of vision turns adversity into routine. Stillness is the ultimate discipline. It requires as much courage as endurance. To face silence without distraction demands strength. Many can act, few can remain still. The Stoic masters both. Their stillness is not emptiness. It is stored potential, the calm before deliberate motion. In that calm, all things become clear. The mind renewed after endurance becomes self-correcting. It notices disturbance early and restores balance quickly. The Stoic no longer spirals into overreaction. They course-correct with awareness. This responsiveness makes them efficient in every environment. Their presence carries stability, and their clarity influences others by example. Mental renewal turns hardship into harmony. The Stoic realizes that struggle and peace are not opposites. They are stages of the same process. Endurance prepares the ground. Stillness cultivates the fruit. Pain breaks the surface. Clarity reveals the design. Together, they form a complete philosophy of growth through equilibrium. The calm that follows endurance is not complacent. It is creative. In clarity, the Stoic begins to build. Ideas sharpen, purpose strengthens, direction returns. The fatigue that once consumed them becomes fuel for higher focus. Stillness becomes a launch point, not a retreat. The person rises from recovery with new precision. Clarity is sustained by simplicity. The Stoic continues to remove the unnecessary from thoughts, possessions, relationships, and ambitions. The fewer distractions, the deeper the focus. They understand that mental renewal is not achieved once, but maintained daily through discipline. Stillness must be practiced, just as endurance must be trained. When clarity becomes constant, life simplifies. The Stoic no longer interprets every event as personal. They see patterns, causes, and consequences with detached understanding. This detachment is liberation. It allows full engagement without entanglement. They can give effort completely while remaining free from turmoil. The mind that has endured and renewed becomes a sanctuary. Noise cannot penetrate it. Fatigue cannot distort it. It carries its own calm everywhere. The Stoic moves through the world as through weather, aware of the storms, untouched by them. Their stillness becomes both shield and weapon. Clarity becomes their way of seeing, speaking, and living. In this state, endurance, fatigue, and stillness merge into wisdom. The Stoic understands the cycle: endure, reflect, renew, and act again. Each rotation deepens mastery. Pain strengthens the body, endurance strengthens the will, stillness strengthens the mind. Together, they create a complete form of strength, quiet, permanent, and free. Identity rebuilt through endurance is the final proof of transformation. It is the moment when suffering no longer defines the person, but refines them. Through pain, repetition, and stillness, the Stoic forges an identity that cannot be altered by external events. Self-command becomes the architecture of this new being, a structure held together by reason, discipline, and alignment with nature. Endurance erases the false self. The image built from comfort and approval disintegrates under sustained hardship. The Stoic faces this dissolution without fear. They understand that what breaks was never real. When everything collapses, only essence remains, the part that cannot be taken, bribed, or destroyed. Identity rebuilt from this foundation carries permanence. Self-command begins with the control of impulse. The Stoic no longer allows emotion to dictate conduct. They feel deeply, yet act deliberately. This separation between sensation and action is the mark of a trained mind. Each moment of restraint builds confidence in self-governance. Through repeated control, chaos loses its authority. The person who endures learns to govern themselves as a leader governs a state. They observe their thoughts, regulate their responses, and discipline their desires. This internal order replaces the need for external control. The Stoic becomes autonomous. Their principles become their law. They no longer depend on external validation because their worth is measured by consistency, not approval. Endurance teaches hierarchy of values. Through fatigue and struggle, the Stoic learns what cannot be compromised. Comfort, pleasure, and reputation fall away. Integrity, composure, and clarity remain. The person who survives adversity with their principles intact becomes immovable. They can lose everything except their direction. Identity rebuilt through endurance is stable because it is tested. The Stoic no longer fears uncertainty. They have lived through instability and found equilibrium within. Their sense of self is not fragile because it was forged through contradiction and pressure. They no longer ask, "Who am I?" They know, not through words, but through proof. Self-command grants freedom from reactivity. The Stoic no longer reacts to provocation or praise. They act according to internal logic. This discipline creates space between event and response. In that space, reason rules. The person becomes strategist rather than victim. They anticipate consequence and act with proportion. This foresight is the signature of mastery. Endurance creates the memory of control. Every time the Stoic chooses discipline under stress, they reinforce identity. The mind remembers these victories. It begins to associate struggle with opportunity rather than threat. This conditioning transforms temperament. Fear fades because the person has evidence of their own strength. Self-command is not suppression, it is alignment. The Stoic does not fight emotion, they organize it. Anger becomes energy, sadness becomes reflection, joy becomes gratitude. Each feeling is assigned a purpose, nothing is wasted. This precision converts the chaos of emotion into the power of presence. The person radiates control because they are not divided internally. Identity rebuilt through endurance carries authority. Others sense it instinctively. It is the quiet gravity of someone who cannot be shaken. This authority does not come from dominance. It comes from coherence. The Stoic lives by the same principles in private and public. Their actions match their words. This unity generates respect without demand. The process of rebuilding identity requires solitude. The Stoic withdraws from noise to hear the self without distortion. In silence, they review their values, habits, and priorities. They discard what does not serve order. Each moment of reflection adds structure to the mind. Solitude becomes construction, brick by brick, thought by thought. Through endurance, the Stoic becomes a witness to their own evolution. They watch fear shrink, anger calm, and patience expand. This observation deepens self-knowledge. The person no longer identifies with emotion or failure. They identify with resilience. They become less concerned with image and more concerned with truth. Self-command matures into composure. The Stoic learns to remain steady in complexity. Success does not inflate them. Failure does not diminish them. They measure themselves only against conduct. This neutrality grants endurance across all conditions. The person ceases to fluctuate with fortune's movement. They remain centered in every phase of life. Endurance purifies motivation. The Stoic no longer acts from impulse or insecurity. They act from intention. Every decision serves principle. This alignment creates efficiency, less energy wasted on conflict, more directed toward purpose. The person becomes streamlined, clean in thought, minimal in distraction. Self-command simplifies existence. Identity built through endurance resists corruption. The Stoic does not compromise when challenged. They have already survived deprivation and difficulty. Temptation has little leverage. When comfort tries to seduce, they remember the emptiness it brings. When fear tries to control, they remember the strength it revealed. Each test reinforces the foundation. The disciplined person moves through life as through terrain, aware of obstacles, undisturbed by them. Endurance has made them patient. Self-command has made them precise. Together, they form an identity unshaken by volatility. The Stoic becomes an instrument of balance, influencing the environment by maintaining stability within it. Identity rebuilt after endurance carries humility. The Stoic knows that strength is conditional. They respect fragility without surrendering to it. This humility prevents arrogance and sustains growth. The person continues to train, to observe, to refine. Self-command does not end. It evolves with awareness. Endurance removes the fear of loss. The Stoic realizes that what is essential cannot be taken. Only the non-essential can. This realization frees them from anxiety. Possessions, titles, and relationships become secondary to principle. The person no longer clings to transience. Their identity rests on conduct, which no external force can alter. Self-command manifests physically. The Stoic carries their discipline in posture, tone, and movement. The body mirrors the mind, steady, measured, economical. Each gesture reflects control. This external composure communicates reliability. Others sense that this is a person governed by order, not emotion. The rebuilt identity is silent in its strength. It does not announce itself because it no longer needs recognition. The Stoic has already faced their trials. Survival is their certificate. They live by quiet evidence, their endurance, their clarity, their restraint. This stillness communicates more than speech ever could. Self-command integrates opposites. The Stoic learns to be both strong and gentle, firm and adaptable, detached and compassionate. This duality creates completeness. The person no longer fears contradiction. They embody balance. Endurance has taught them that power without softness is brittle, and softness without strength is fragile. True identity contains both. Through endurance, the Stoic develops internal leadership. They no longer require external motivation or supervision. They direct themselves with discipline. Their inner dialogue becomes command, not confusion. This leadership extends outward. Those around them draw stability from their presence. The individual becomes anchor in a drifting world. The endurance that rebuilds identity is not glamorous. It is repetition under fatigue, restraint under provocation, patience under delay. Each act of composure replaces an old weakness with a new strength. The transformation is invisible until it becomes identity. Then, what was once effort becomes nature. Self-command refines attention. The Stoic learns to focus on what can be done rather than what is wished. They invest energy where it produces change. Complaints and fantasies dissolve. the mind becomes a tool of execution, not distraction. This practicality defines the new self, a self that no longer wastes life in speculation. Endurance reveals meaning. Through consistent trial, the Stoic discovers that purpose is not found, but created through conduct. Each disciplined act gives shape to existence. The person no longer searches for themselves, they build themselves. Identity becomes an ongoing project of refinement, guided by principle, strengthened by repetition. Self-command deepens through restraint. The Stoic learns the strength of silence, the power of still action. They no longer rush to express or justify. They allow truth to prove itself through time. This patience creates authority. The person speaks less, but each word carries weight. Restraint becomes persuasion. Endurance through hardship rewrites belief. The Stoic stops expecting ease and begins expecting challenge. This adjustment removes disappointment. Life feels lighter because resistance is assumed. When difficulty arises, it confirms, not surprises. This mental readiness eliminates the chaos of expectation. The person remains stable because nothing feels unfair. The identity formed through endurance is honest. It carries no illusions about invincibility. The Stoic knows they can be broken, but also that they can rebuild. This awareness makes them fearless. Fear depends on ignorance of capacity. Once you have rebuilt yourself, destruction loses its terror. You understand that you can begin again. Self-command evolves into composure under uncertainty. The Stoic does not require guarantees. They rely on conduct as compass. When the future is unclear, they default to discipline. This simplicity replaces anxiety with direction. The person continues calmly through confusion because clarity of action replaces clarity of outcome. Endurance stabilizes identity across time. The Stoic does not become someone new with every difficulty. They remain the same through all change. This continuity is strength. The person becomes predictable in virtue, consistent in effort, unwavering in purpose. They embody permanence in a transient world. Self-command reaches completion when the Stoic no longer needs to prove control. They act with natural steadiness. Their restraint feels effortless because it is integrated. This stage is mastery, not dominance over emotion, but partnership with it. The mind has learned to guide energy rather than suppress it. The person lives in unity with themselves. Identity rebuilt through endurance becomes legacy. The Stoic's example instructs others more than words ever could. Their calm under pressure, their precision in thought, their restraint in chaos, these become symbols of possibility. They demonstrate that character is not given but constructed. Each act of self-command becomes inheritance for those who observe. In the end, endurance and self-command merge into one continuous state. The Stoic no longer distinguishes between effort and ease. Life becomes motion under order. Pain, fatigue, success, and peace all flow through the same discipline. Identity is no longer something to maintain. It is something that simply exists, stable, silent, and sovereign. Transcendence begins when effort becomes nature. After pain has purified the body, endurance has structured the will, and self-command has unified identity, the Stoic reaches the still summit of being. Here, discipline is no longer practiced, it is lived. The mind moves with the same precision that once required intention. Action flows without friction. This is the point where mastery dissolves into serenity. The Stoic no longer seeks strength. They have become strength. They no longer chase peace. They embody it. The disciplines of endurance, restraint, and reflection have converged into seamless conduct. The person operates with quiet certainty, guided by reason so refined it appears effortless. This is the transcendence of the self, when the struggle for control ends because control has become character. Permanence is not the absence of change. It is the ability to remain constant through it. The Stoic who has transcended no longer identifies with circumstance. Gains and losses pass through them like seasons. Their composure is not indifference, it is understanding. They see that everything external moves according to nature's law. The only task left is alignment. Serenity is the highest expression of discipline. It is earned through friction, not escape. The Stoic stands calm because they have faced everything that could disturb them and found equilibrium within it. This calm carries weight. It is not softness, but controlled power. The mind rests in truth, unmoved by appearance. At this stage, pain loses identity. It no longer defines experience. The Stoic feels it as part of existence, neither avoiding nor dramatizing it. Suffering transforms into awareness. Each sensation becomes a reminder of impermanence, each challenge a confirmation of endurance. Pain has been integrated. It no longer resists. It serves. The person who transcends the self no longer divides life into good and bad, success and failure, joy and suffering. They see continuity instead of conflict. Every experience becomes material for wisdom. They have passed beyond judgment into participation. To live fully and calmly in this awareness is to achieve harmony with reality itself. The Stoic in transcendence becomes observer and participant at once. They act without attachment. Their energy is precise, their attention absolute. Nothing is wasted on resentment or desire. Each moment is accepted as complete. This acceptance is not resignation. It is mastery of interpretation. The world no longer disturbs the inner order. Serenity does not erase intensity. It refines it. The Stoic still feels deeply but without turmoil. Emotion becomes texture, not turbulence. The same fire that once burned now illuminates. This transformation is the essence of transcendence, to carry passion without chaos, to wield power without aggression, to remain centered amid movement. In this state, identity expands beyond personal boundaries. The Stoic sees themselves as part of the larger order of nature. Ego dissolves into participation with the universal flow. Self-command becomes harmony with existence. The person acts as nature acts, deliberate, balanced, and unforced. Their will mirrors the structure of the cosmos. Permanence is achieved through detachment. The Stoic no longer clings to outcome or reputation. Their peace cannot be stolen because it does not depend on possession. They understand that all external states are temporary. Only conduct is eternal. This realization anchors the soul. The person moves through change as through weather, feeling each element ruled by none. Transcendence is the still center within the storm. The Stoic no longer fears conflict or loss because they no longer depend on stability to remain whole. Their equilibrium is internal, self-sustaining. It does not require silence to be calm, nor victory to be confident. The mind has learned to generate its own light. At this level, silence becomes language. The Stoic communicates through presence. Words lose urgency. Their calm radiates influence more effectively than argument. Others feel steadiness in their proximity and instinctively trust it. Authority becomes invisible but unmistakable. It is the gravity of self-possession. Serenity after mastery carries precision in everything. The Stoic eats, speaks, works, and rests with the same attention. Each act is ritual, each movement deliberate. Time slows because the mind no longer fragments between past and future. Presence becomes complete. In this total awareness, even the simplest act holds sacredness. The transcendent state is not mystical. It is the logical conclusion of reason, practiced to perfection. When perception aligns with truth, confusion ends. When conduct aligns with principle, struggle ends. The Stoic does not escape humanity. They fulfill it. They become the living example of order within chaos, balance within motion. Serenity grants clarity beyond intellect. The mind ceases to analyze endlessly. Understanding becomes intuitive. This is not magic. It is familiarity with reality. After years of observing cause and effect, the Stoic sees patterns effortlessly. Their insight appears instant because their perception has become disciplined through repetition. In transcendence, the distinction between work and rest disappears. Both are expressions of the same discipline. The Stoic works calmly and rests intentionally. They no longer need reward or recovery to justify action. Each phase supports the other in harmony. This integration eliminates the tension between duty and pleasure. Everything becomes purpose. The self that once struggled for significance dissolves into service to order. The Stoic acts because action is the nature of life. Achievement becomes secondary to alignment. They no longer ask what they can gain, but what they can maintain. Peace is maintained through correct conduct, not circumstance. This simplicity is the essence of sovereignty. Pain, once an adversary, becomes companion. It visits, teaches, and departs. The Stoic greets it with the same composure as joy. They see both as expressions of the same truth, impermanence. This relationship to pain is the mark of transcendence. Complete understanding without resistance. The person has nothing left to fear. Serenity is strength perfected. It is power expressed through gentleness. The Stoic has learned that aggression wastes energy. True power moves silently. It directs without conflict, influences without pressure. In the presence of such control, chaos loses its reach. The world bends around stability. Transcendence manifests as a change in perception of time. The Stoic no longer rushes. They understand that everything arrives when it should. Urgency is replaced with precision. Each action is executed at its natural pace. This harmony with rhythm replaces ambition with alignment. The person moves as the universe moves, unhurried, exact, and unbroken. The transcendent mind carries no noise. Thoughts arise and dissolve without friction. Judgment has been replaced by observation, fear replaced by understanding. The Stoic does not force stillness, they live it. Silence is not an achievement, it is their nature. This is the final evolution of discipline, control so complete it no longer feels like control. In transcendence, humility returns. The Stoic sees the vastness of existence and their small part within it. This humility does not diminish them, it strengthens perspective. They no longer seek superiority but participation. Their peace grows with their awareness of interconnection. Power and gentleness coexist without contradiction. The permanence of clarity allows the Stoic to move through chaos without contamination. They can engage with the world fully, yet remain untouched by its instability. This is the practical immortality of the disciplined mind. It cannot be disordered because it is grounded in the structure of nature itself. Serenity transforms ambition into duty. The Stoic still acts, still builds, still leads, but without anxiety. They are driven not by desire for more, but by the duty to express virtue completely. Their work becomes expression rather than pursuit. In this they experience the freedom that only responsibility can bring. The transcendent state is the quiet aftermath of war within the self. Conflict has ended. The mind and body operate in harmony. Desire obeys reason. Fear obeys truth. The person stands as their own sovereign, answerable only to virtue. This internal monarchy is the goal of all Stoic discipline, a rule that requires no crown. Stillness becomes the new motion. The Stoic moves through the world without strain, guided by internal order. They adapt to change as water adapts to shape, yielding in form, unwavering in essence. This flexibility is the mark of mastery. The person who transcends has learned to win without fighting, to lead without forcing. Serenity after suffering holds depth that comfort cannot produce. The Stoic appreciates peace precisely because they have earned it. Their calm carries history. Every hardship endured, every lesson absorbed, every restraint practiced. This history gives weight to their presence. It is not ease that defines them, but equilibrium. The transcendent person becomes example more than explanation. They teach without speaking. Their life demonstrates what words can only describe. Those who meet them sense an atmosphere of order, as if time itself slows around them. This is the influence of total alignment. The person becomes mirror and measure for others seeking balance. Transcendence is not escape from humanity, but its fulfillment. The Stoic does not deny emotion, ambition, or pain. They integrate them into a higher harmony. Each force finds its rightful place. Anger becomes justice, desire becomes direction, fear becomes vigilance. The person no longer fights themselves, they function as one. The permanence of serenity lies in acceptance of flux. The Stoic knows that nothing stays, yet they remain unchanged in essence. Like the sea, they move but do not lose form. This constancy gives their presence authority. Others feel anchored by their steadiness, drawn to their calm as to gravity. Pain, endurance, and mastery now exist only as memory, chapters in the formation of self. The Stoic no longer analyzes them, they express their results. Their existence itself becomes the lesson. Every word, silence, and action reflects what they have learned through struggle. The need to explain disappears. Being becomes enough. At the summit of transcendence, the Stoic lives in complete awareness. They see clearly, act precisely, and rest peacefully. Their peace does not isolate them. It connects them. They understand the rhythm of all things, growth and decay, beginning and end, and they flow within it. Their will and nature are one. Serenity is the completion of the Stoic journey, the return to simplicity after complexity, to quiet after conflict. The self is no longer a battlefield. It has become a bridge between action and stillness, thought and instinct, mortality and eternity. In this state, the Stoic no longer strives to live well. They simply live rightly, and that is enough. The path of suffering, endurance, clarity, and transcendence ends not in exhaustion, but in equilibrium. The Stoic who has walked through every stage of trial emerges into completion, not perfection, but wholeness. Every fracture has been integrated, every conflict resolved through discipline. What remains is a mind so ordered that it no longer seeks escape from life. It simply participates in it with precision and calm authority. The synthesis of the journey is self-sufficiency. The Stoic no longer depends on circumstance for direction. Pleasure and pain, success and loss, recognition and rejection, all become equal in weight. Conduct remains the constant. They have proven through repeated endurance that the external world can alter nothing essential. Peace is internal, generated by alignment with principle. At this stage, discipline ceases to feel like restraint. It feels like freedom. The person acts correctly because they cannot imagine acting otherwise. Virtue becomes reflex. The endless tension between desire and reason dissolves into harmony. Every decision aligns with integrity. This is not forced morality. It is natural order restored through years of correction. The Stoic who reaches this synthesis carries stillness that influences everything around them. Their calm is not passivity, it is governance. They have mastered the most difficult territory, the self. When the inner world is disciplined, the outer world loses power to disturb. Their composure becomes leadership by example. Others feel steadiness in their presence and begin to mirror it. The closing truth of endurance is that all strength is self-created. No one can suffer for another, discipline for another, or think clearly for another. The Stoic accepts this solitude with dignity. They know that every human being must face their own battle between impulse and reason. To endure this confrontation without collapse is to achieve maturity. To live it daily is to achieve mastery. Pain becomes memory, not identity. The Stoic remembers their trials with gratitude because those trials formed clarity. The scars are reminders of process, not symbols of damage. Each endured hardship adds density to character. Without suffering, wisdom has no depth. Without endurance, virtue has no proof. The mind at the end of the Stoic path moves like clear water, reflective, undisturbed, capable of holding the image of the world without distortion. Thought flows cleanly because there is no resistance within. The person no longer battles themselves. They have made peace with imperfection, knowing that the pursuit of excellence is infinite but tranquil. Synthesis requires humility. The Stoic understands that wisdom is never final. Each new day presents another chance to practice control, patience, and reason. There is no finish line in self-mastery, only deeper understanding. This humility keeps their strength from hardening into arrogance. They remain students of order, even after becoming examples of it. The closing lesson is that pain was never the enemy. It was the instructor. The moments that once felt like destruction were in truth the foundations of structure. Every failure was feedback. Every fatigue was instruction. The Stoic sees now that life has always been shaping them for this state of balance. The struggle was the training ground for peace. The final expression of Stoicism is gratitude. Gratitude for the pain that awakened discipline, for the repetition that built endurance, for the stillness that restored clarity, and for the transcendence that revealed permanence. Gratitude transforms the entire path from hardship into privilege. The Stoic no longer resents difficulty, they revere it as sacred necessity. The person who embodies this synthesis no longer divides their existence into moments of strength and weakness. They move through all states with continuity, tired or fresh, praised or ignored, surrounded or alone, their conduct remains unchanged. This stability is the summit of strength. To be unmoved without being unfeeling, to be active without being agitated, to be alive without being lost in motion. Equilibrium is not stagnation, it is dynamic control. The Stoic adapts to change with the same steadiness they face stillness. Their response to every event arises from one question: what does virtue require now? This clarity transforms chaos into simplicity. No matter the scale of the storm, direction remains visible. The Stoic walks through uncertainty as through familiar terrain. The synthesis of all suffering is understanding. The Stoic sees that the world was never against them. It was always testing for truth. Each challenge revealed capacity. Each loss revealed attachment. Each endurance revealed strength. Through this understanding, they no longer resist experience. They allow it, observe it, and act with reason through it. Life ceases to feel hostile. It becomes cooperative. At the end of the journey, there is no grand revelation. Only confirmation. Everything the Stoics taught was true. Control the self, and the world loses control over you. Govern thought, and emotion obeys. Accept pain, and peace follows. The truth is simple, but simplicity demands courage. The person who has lived this discipline understands that philosophy is not theory. It is preparation for life itself. The closing image of the Stoic is not a warrior in battle, but a builder at rest, the structure complete, the foundation tested. Their peace is earned, their strength quiet. They have learned that the greatest victory is consistency. Every act of composure, every moment of reason, every acceptance of difficulty has become part of a permanent architecture within. This architecture is invisible to the world, but unshakable. The Stoic walks with inner certainty. They no longer need recognition because they have self-recognition. They no longer need validation because they have clarity. They have passed beyond the fragile economy of approval into the infinite wealth of self-respect. This is the silent reward of discipline. The final synthesis reveals that all things serve the person who remains calm. Adversity becomes exercise. Success becomes responsibility. Solitude becomes insight. Nothing is wasted. The Stoic transforms all experiences into material for virtue. This total economy of meaning eliminates fear. Whatever happens, purpose endures. Permanence, in Stoic terms, does not mean immortality. It means coherence. The person who has mastered themselves leaves a pattern of order that outlasts them. Their life becomes reference, an example that survives their body. In this way, the disciplined mind achieves continuity beyond time. Its influence extends quietly, shaping others through memory and imitation. The Stoic closes their journey without ceremony. They do not declare victory because they see no opponent. They live as they have trained, with quiet precision. Each day remains an opportunity to practice what has already been proven. Serenity is maintained through repetition of principle. Life continues, but struggle has changed its meaning. The synthesis of all discipline is peace without illusion. The Stoic no longer seeks escape from difficulty or reward for effort. They find satisfaction in the act of living correctly. Virtue is both the method and the destination. Every moment offers the same question and the same answer. Act according to reason, remain composed, and align with nature. The end is simply the beginning repeated consciously. The Stoic returns to the world, no longer to conquer it, but to serve it through example. Their calm becomes instruction. Their endurance becomes inspiration. Their silence becomes presence. The journey that began in suffering concludes in sovereignty, a sovereignty earned, not inherited. The circle closes where it began, strength through acceptance, wisdom through struggle, peace through mastery.